Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I always love hearing that song because it means we get to hear the deep, Barry White-esque voice of Little Nate X, our friend Eric Nathan. You might know him as Barstool Nate or Little Nate X or Eric. Hello, Nate Dog. How you doing?
Hell of an intro, man. Hell of an intro. You really nailed that one.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Nothing. Just living the life. October 15th, New York City. How's everything down in D.C.?
Things are great, dude. Nate. They're winning games. It's a different world, man.
Yeah, everybody's happy. Even after a loss, it's kind of like a pretty chill vibe in Washington Commander fandom world. It's kind of cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, let's start there. What'd you think of the Ravens game? What did we learn?
We learned that this is not. We have 1,000,000% confirmation now that this is not the same team of the last 5 years. We watched a very early in a rebuild Commanders team go nose to nose, fist to fist with the Baltimore Ravens, with a two-time MVP, with just one of the best organizations, with Derrick Henry as the running back, with a defense that, you know, it's still the Ravens defense, and kind of took them down to the wire. If not for this like phantom pass interference call that the Ravens ended up taking, you know, down for a touchdown, the Commanders could have won this game. There are multiple simulations out there where this team is now sitting at 5-1 after going on the road to beat Baltimore. I'm not going to say it's a moral victory or whatever, you know, buzzwords people like to throw around, but it was not a bad game. I think it proved that this team is out there to compete, you know, every single week, no matter who it is. In previous seasons, you know, we lose this game 30-3 or, you know, 35-7 or whatever. And this team doesn't give up. This team still fights. This team battles. This team just has a bunch of dogs that, even if, you know, they're not the most talented guys, they are fighting to every whistle. It's so encouraging to see.
And how much of that do you think we just did this. We did an hour worth of hypothetical trade talks, right? Because now this Davante Adams trade happens. Everybody on Twitter is sending me their ideas to trade for Max Crosby or Nick Bosa or whoever it is, right?
Right, sure.
And a lot of it is just silly and not going to happen. But, I mean, Adam Peters has already made a trade this season. Like, they are going to be active and looking. But one thing that was incredible is at the end, I said, okay, you could trade for anybody in the league. Who is it? And none of us thought quarterback. Like, any other year, the answer would be Mahomes, Lamar. But now, between who knows what the ceiling is, not saying he's the best, but who knows where else the Jaden Daniels rocket ship's going to go, and it's a rookie contract. Like, if you need that, add it on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, even in the games that we've lost, his first game ever playing at NFL speed looked fine. And then against the Ravens, played great. I mean, no running game to be spoken of this last Sunday, which was pretty different from the rest of the season. And I think we really saw how much a good running game really opens up this offense and really, really helps Jaden. But our biggest need, obviously, is corner. I feel bad for saying Juiced. He's getting dragged left and right, and he's doing everything he can out there. You know, when you're kind of left on an island and you're not a true number one corner and you're asked to do everything that, like, Sauce Gardner is doing, it's usually not going to work out in your favor. Corner is a hard enough position, never mind when you're just, you know, not a true number one. And I feel bad for him. Like, he's definitely competing. He's definitely doing everything he can. But this goes back to what we've talked about a few times is, you know, the team can be as prepared as possible and everybody ready to go, ready to play on Sunday. A lack of talent at some point is just going to catch up to you. And we obviously just need more help at corner. And it's not St. Juice's fault that a first-round corner is sitting in street clothes on the bench. It's not his fault that five first-round picks from the last 5 years were inactive or traded away on Sunday. So this defense is doing everything they can. They show sparks of greatness, and then they show that, oh, yeah, this is year one of a rebuild or year two of a rebuild, and there's a lot of work left to be done.
What do you suggest happen with St. Juice since you say he expected to do stuff that a number one do? He's the number one, they would think.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not his fault that he's thrown into a job that he's not qualified for. Like, you can't just make him have number one talent just because he's slotted at number one corner on the depth chart. It doesn't work that way. What would I say? You just got to keep running him out there and, you know, adjust the defense scheme to give him a little bit of help.
I think a big problem in that game, because Zay Flowers was clearly running wide open, and, like, the collective fan base sees that, and it's like, and then you get a pair of penalties on BSJ that are brutal. One of them was legit at the goal line. The other one on third and six, pretty damn bad call.
Dude just slipped.
But, dude, a lot of Zay Flowers running wide open is because they were playing to stop the run and had a single high safety and just were committing to the box. And, like, I think we don't recognize how much Derrick Henry and Lamar's running capabilities impacted that specific game plan and, in turn, why there was so much open grass.
Yeah, the Ravens are a juggernaut, man. Like, there's no other way to put that. I think I said they're my preseason AFC Super Bowl team. I think from what we've seen out of them, they are such a complete team. Their offense, like you just said, when you have Derrick Henry running at a million miles per hour, pummeling everybody in his track, and then Lamar is playing at an MVP level again, it's really, really, really difficult to scheme against that team. And I think we did about as well as you can. But at some point, just to circle back, if you're just outmatched, you know, man to man, talent for talent, it's really, really difficult to stop MVPs and Zay Flowers 4.3 speed at wide receiver and Derrick Henry, who is a tractor out there. It's just really, really difficult.
Right. And not that anybody is like, oh, man, you know, don't try, because you should try and eventually be as good as them or be better than them or whatever. Yeah. But to circle back to your earlier point, this is six games into.
He's already with him.
Dude, oh, yeah, so.
Damn.
McAfee's on, Rodgers is on, Devontae Adams
is
on.
He knew that was happening last night.
Bro, he flew into New York last night and then just had to get the physical done this morning.
Yeah.
What I'll never comprehend, if the Jets had him flying in, why not get it done yesterday so he could play?
Yeah, why not do it when
he's on injury? He's on the injury list.
Inactive, yeah.
Yeah, inactive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the Raiders, how big of an FU is all of this?
Right. Hey, the Raiders are going to come back now and call, what's it called? Tampering.
Well, apparently, you'll be shocked to know that apparently Mike Williams is available in the trade market. The receiver that Rodgers completely threw under the bus last night. Wow. What is the vibe up there with the Jets stuff, dude?
I am not a firm believer in letting a 40-year-old on the wrong side of his career dictate the future of the franchise. I find it almost bizarre that they're giving Aaron Rodgers the keys to the New York Jets football team. It's like, I get it. He's Aaron Rodgers, like, you know, one of the best quarterbacks we'll ever see, blah, 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 blah. But it's not like he's setting the world on fire right now. And they are just letting him decide the coaches. They're letting him make trades. They're letting him bring in wide receivers. I mean, they're 2-4, and they just don't look that good. I get that Aaron Rodgers is probably telling them, bring in Devontae, everything turns around, we make the playoffs. You know, you can make that promise. But I find it super weird that they're just bending the knee to him as a franchise. Like, just the entire team now does whatever Aaron Rodgers says. I think it's super weird.
I think it's crazy as hell, man.
Dude, yeah. I did want to ask you, I think you blogged it. I know somebody at your place blogged it.
What's that?
The video of this Ravens fan, like, beating up a Skins fan wandering the streets of Baltimore late at night. And I've just heard from a lot of people that were up there that the Ravens crowd was, like, really hostile.
I didn't think they were hostile.
If you were in a suite.
Oh, well, no, I walked all around, dude. I walked outside in the street. They weren't hostile. Everybody I met up there, they weren't. But I'm sure there are some hostile people up there, and there's some hostile people everywhere, but most people were calm as hell.
Have you seen the video from the bars afterwards?
No.
It was not calm as hell. It was this dude walking around saying, oh, there's another one, and running up and, like, cold cocking this guy just because he's wearing a McLaurin jersey.
You got some idiots that do stuff like that in most cities.
I've heard from multiple people that were there. A lot of them had fun and it was cool, but from others it was pretty chippy.
I can expect that.
Did you blog that video?
No, so I saw it like everybody else did. If someone listening hasn't seen it, basically there's this guy, I don't know, his name's already out there, has a long rap sheet of just being kind of a scumbag, not kind of a scumbag, an absolute terrible person. And he was clearly drunk or whatever after the game, and he just is looking for people to punch. And he's wearing a Lamar Jackson jersey, and he finds Commanders fans, and he just knocks them out cold. He's lost his job. He's hopefully going to jail. It's like, hopefully he gets everything and more that's coming to him there. It's a ridiculous video. I hope this guy suffers and goes to jail for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
I'll show it to me. The guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
I need to just whip his ass.
Yes. Last week.
Yeah. He's lucky. I wasn't on the street. That's what I'll say. He's lucky.
Oh Lord.
Nate's grinding, man. He's like, what are you benching now? 225?
At least, yeah. I should be at the combine next year. Like, I might get a couple reps up.
Make the case that the NFL should flex Bears Commanders.
So Bears Commanders is week 8,
and not
the
this
current
week.
Game, the current Sunday Night Football game is 49ers Cowboys, and I'm sorry, JP, I cannot make the argument against flex. For flexing it, I would rather see the Dallas Cowboys get embarrassed in prime time every single week until I die. If that means not seeing the Commanders in prime time, that's perfectly fine with me because the Cowboys are, I know the Browns exist, I know a couple other teams exist, but the Cowboys to me are the laughingstock of the league right now because Jerry Jones is so delusional and so crazy that I just love everything he's doing. He's handing out monster bags to all these players. He still has Mike McCarthy coaching the team, which is so funny to me because Mike McCarthy is such a bad head coach, and nothing's ever going to change as long as Jerry Jones owns that team. There is nothing I want more than the Cowboys to stay in primetime and get absolutely spanked in front of a national audience.
All right. That's fine. Now, last week I said I was going to do this. I'm going to do it. Give me a Caps preview. They've lost their first game. They got another game tonight. I believe they're playing Vegas, maybe. They traded for this dude that makes a ton of money from the Kings. Get me up to speed.
So, the Caps are 0-1. I know that we all watched the game. They played okay. It's a big team. There's a team of big boys, not necessarily the fastest team, but they are big. A better roster up and down from last season where we made the playoffs. So if you do not expect the Caps to make the playoffs again this year, you are sadly mistaken. I know the haters and losers in Philly are going to cry in their Cheerios once again when they don't make the playoffs and we do. But, yeah, 81 games to go. I have no real issues with this Caps team. We have 42 goals for Ovi. You know, start the countdown. Hopefully he
That's what he needs, 42?
42 to hold the record, 41 to tie. So, yeah, I'm
looking forward to that.
Did Ovi score the other night?
We are still heavy in football season, but start paying attention to the Caps because before you know it, you know, this is just going to be another good season for another good team. I will be at the game Saturday in New Jersey. If you guys want to come up for the game, I would love to have you.
I will not, but thank you. Damn, dude.
JP wasn't coming up there tonight.
You going up to Jersey for Caps Devils?
I never say I'm going up there.
Yeah. How is that any different than me?
You know, you always inviting him, and y'all invite each other back and forth. Y'all invite me.
He just invited you.
No.
I'd rather have you than JP.
I don't hang out with Nate.
2 years ago, he scored exactly 42.
We'll take exactly 42 this year.
You think it happens this year, Nate Dogg?
I do not. I think it happens in October of next season.
Wow.
I think he gets very, very close, and then we are just on goal watch for the first month of next season where he gets it. That is my official prediction.
Are you on Panda Watch?
Bro, the saddest thing about living in New York is we don't get the panda hype up here. I'd say that's the number one worst thing about New York City is we just don't have pandas running around like they do down in D.C. but, you know, there's nothing more exciting as a kid growing up down there than going to see the pandas. And, you know, I just turned 36 on October 10th, and I hate to say it, kind of want to come down and see pandas. Like, there's just something about pandas, man.
Are you ready for a take I wasn't prepared to hear when I woke up this morning?
I'm ready.
B-Mitch is anti-zoo.
I never said anything like that. I just told him I don't go to the zoo.
Nah, you kind of said you were anti-zoo.
I never said that.
Landfill?
You like to put words in people's mouths.
You definitely said you don't want to go to the zoo and you're not interested in the pandas.
No, I don't
want to
go. I'm not interested in going look at some damn animal.
Animals rule, dude. You don't want to go see the giraffes
and
the elephant?
Yeah, I'm noticing that. We do take care of animals more than we do people. So, yeah, I'm noticing that. I'm noticing that.
All right, Nate. We got to go. Good luck seeing the pandas.
Thank you so much. Miss you guys.
All right, bro.
Let's go around the NFL. What are the odds Cleveland actually benches Deshaun Watson?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bell and Ezra from Louisiana?
I believe they are.
I would see them at the little event in Orlando all the time. golf tournament.
They reformed at LSU.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of cool, right?
Did they all graduate?
I don't have that answer. I mean, I feel like
they started the band and said, "We out of this joint."
I feel like it's kind of hard to get out of LSU in 4 years anyway, let alone if you're in a band. All right, we're going to go around the league here. Maybe a little, are they cooked? Start with a question. I don't know how the hell this landed on my Twitter feed, but that's what makes social media so entertaining. Obviously, the Davante Adams trade has NFL fans, of which there are many, talking trades around the country.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Giants a Super Bowl contender if they trade for Matt Stafford?
No.
That simple? Got a good defense.
Right there?
I don't think they are either. I just thought it was like, where do people even come up with that concept?
People really think football, you just add one person and it completely changes. You got to have a damn team. You got to just plug some right in there and just say, oh, we're going to get 100% better. You got to have a team, dog.
Obviously. What do you think is going on in Cleveland that they're not able to bench Deshaun Watson or Stefanski?
The owner is like, nah, I'm paying his money, he's playing.
Do you think there's any way it really is just Stefanski thinks he's the best quarterback for the team?
Probably. You can make yourself believe everything if you know the people paying your check to saying that.
They are 30th in points scored, 32nd in yards gained, 30th in passing yards, 27th in passing touchdowns, and 8th in interceptions.
I'm telling you, in the game,
he's averaging 170 a game. Brian, this is astonishing. Holy moly. We talk about sacks aren't only a reflection on the quarterback, on the O-line. A lot of it is about the quarterback, too.
Mm-hmm.
They've played 6 games. How many times do you think Deshaun Watson's been sacked?
I'm going to go about averaging 5 to 6 per game. I'm going to say 30 to 36.
31 times, lost 178 yards. I mean, damn.
That's bad. He has to be getting word from up top that, no, we're not benching him.
How depressing is that to the rest of the locker room? Because by all accounts, Jameis is a locker room guy.
When they came to play us here, I met Jameis that night before. And when I watch him working out pregame, I was like, he's going to end up in this game tonight. He was working out too hard not to be a guy who was expecting to play. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got to know that he's got a shot at this point.
Well, he sure was putting in work to make sure if he had a shot, he was going to be ready for it. I promise you that.
I mean, there have got to be people in that locker room. The receivers are known to be easily
triggered. People handle the quarterbacks a little differently, dog. Especially when they know the quarterback is the person who the owner likes the most. When the owner likes the quarterback,
that owner seems pretty volatile. At what point is he going to be like, yo, this guy sucks?
Well, remember, he made the decision to bring him in there. A lot of people don't like to admit when they did something wrong.
Sure. We've seen that here for sure. You know, I did have somebody reach out to me because I tweeted some things about how it's very clear ownership is driving that bus. I'm not sure I agree, but somebody close to the Cleveland organization texted me and is like, dude, I don't think that was all ownership. Andrew Berry is the GM, whatever, his executive VP of football ops. He's the one that made the trade, and he's still there.
The owner,
I think that tells you something too.
Andrew Berry don't make a trade without the owner's support.
Of course.
So the owner had to support it. So that's probably why he's still there, because they were lockstep in hand in hand going into that thing.
Man, if I – Andrew Berry, it might be a rent-don't-buy situation for the remainder of your Cleveland tenure. Let's go quick. Are they cooked? Panthers are cooked, but they're coming to town. Does that make it weird?
I'm not going to say they're cooked. You know, I try not to get into that.
Next week you'll say it, right?
If they lose to us, then they cook.
New England's 1-5. Just switch quarterbacks.
Don't know.
You're abstaining? Very abstinent?
I think New England is done.
Browns, 1-5.
Yeah.
Bengals.
That team looked lost when they came here. I don't believe in Levi's.
Will Levi's. Not very good. Good looking. Eats a lot of mayonnaise. Gets commercials.
Person that just eat mayonnaise by itself, something is wrong with that person.
I think he puts it in his coffee.
Something is definitely wrong with that person.
And he eats bananas raw.
Coffee and mayonnaise can't taste good.
Bro, he eats bananas with the
that's just stupid.
Peel on.
He's just doing stupid stuff. He's trying to get attention. Somebody needs to go lay him down. He's screaming out for help.
Would you go to Mason Rudolph if you were Brian Callahan? Callahan Auto.
Probably not.
Mason Rudolph grew up a Skins fan.
Don't care.
I interviewed him at the Senior Bowl many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jags, 1-5. Cooked?
Yeah.
You think Doug Peterson gets canned down there? Know him? You've got to know him, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I know him. It seems about time. See, the thing about me,
I thought he had that thing going in the right direction, too.
And when head coaches get let go, I don't feel too bad because they get their whole check. The assistant coaches and players, they don't get their whole thing. Head coaches get that whole contract no matter if they're there or not. So I don't feel too bad for them all the time.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, I would say. Raiders are 2-4. Minus 54 point differential.
They're going to be a little feisty throughout the year. Not completely cooked, but they're very close.
Yeah, man. Antonio Pierce was able to come in and like kind of get that thing operational last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that quarterback situation is just going to be really hard to win. I think Minshew is the type of dude that's a really good backup. I don't know. This Aiden O'Connell dude was okay last year. I don't know what talent they have. You trade away Adams. I'm not a big believer in their run games. Amir White, Alexander Mattison. Amir Abdullah's my age. Like I feel like he was at Nebraska the same time I was at Maryland. I don't know. I kind of think the Raiders are cooked. You're right that they will be pushed hard, but it might not matter.
May not matter.
Cowboys are 3-3, 0-3 at home. Just got their doors blown in, going on a bye week. Jerry's trying to fire radio hosts. Are the Cowboys cooked? 3-3.
I'm not going to say that they're cooked yet.
Okay, me either. Eagles, with all the drama, they're 3-2. They're not cooked, right?
Not yet.
Too much talent.
No, too much.
Giants are 2-4. And Danny Dimes.
I don't like the Giants.
Continues to make just asinine throws and asinine decisions.
Oh, he's not going to stop that. That's about where they're going to be. They damn near cooked.
We're putting the Panthers on the Are They Cooked hiatus for a week?
Yeah, until after we play them. But when you get a little too hyped, man, the universe have a way of making you come back down.
So. Who's more cooked, Rams or Cardinals?
Rams.
You think?
Yeah.
Rams are 1-4 and had their bye. Cardinals are 2-4.
Rams seem lost, man.
A lot of injuries, yeah.
Seem lost.
Who wins the West? Niners and Seahawks are both 3-3. How the West was won.
I still believe the Niners are the better team.
Hard to disagree with that.
Yeah.
Next.
If you agree with me more often, you'd be a much smarter person.
Next head coach to be fired?
Ready to be Doug.
I can give you what Doug, the odds makers say.
Doug or Sirianni?
According to sportsbetting.com or whatever, Doug Peterson is next head coach to be fired. Then McCarthy, then Stefanski. This is crazy. Peterson, McCarthy, Stefanski with the Browns, AP, Antonio Pierce with the Raiders, fourth on this list.
Didn't they just hire him?
Yeah, but they kept him as an interim the whole year. So I can't imagine contractually it screws them up too bad. I don't know, but.
But didn't they sign him to a deal and they made him the coach?
Yes, but I don't know what kind of length or dollars are attached to it. I don't know. Dennis Allen with the Saints. I get that he's kind of a zero, but you kept him, and then you start. I don't know. I wouldn't have kept him in the first place. Taylor, Dable, Sirianni's pretty far down the list. Dable and Sirianni are both 12-1.
Wow.
But Sirianni had one more argument with the fan, and it's going to be on and popping. I'm telling you that.
How about this? I don't think it'll happen. But Mike McDaniel and Sean McVay on the list at 50-1.
Listen, Jay, Bill Belichick is no longer working in the NFL.
Anybody can get fired.
These owners, they don't care. Listen, man, when it starts to look bad and they start to look bad, they're going to get rid of you. And they have every right to.
Of all the bits, Landfill, that might be my favorite. I'm not sure, but it's very well done. I get a whole lot of people sending me stats and stuff because they want me to post about it. Zebra Sports is the actual technology that runs next-gen stats for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Like, you always see them on game day. You see them after the games. They're the ones, they're kind of dressed like refs, and it says Zebra Sports on there They have computer chips in the ball and all these crazy things. Week 6, only one tight end across the NFL averaged over 4 yards of separation and over 10 air yards per target.
Who is that?
Zach Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
Only tight end in week 6 to average 10 or more air yards per target. The first time I really got to talk to Ertz this summer, really liked his demeanor, and I think you would applaud be his, how should I say it? There's a word I want to use that I can't say on the air. He had an intense desire to tell those that told him he was done.
His bravado.
Bleep you. He openly talked about it. Chip on his shoulder, wanting to prove to the NFL he had plenty left. So far this season, he's got 228 yards, averaging 11 a catch. Has been definitely a key cog for Jaden Daniels. And I just like when a guy wants to show the world kind of what's happening and is proven correct.
Yeah.
At least through 6 games.
Injuries happen. You have years that don't look like the better years you had. But it doesn't mean you're done.
Right.
A lot of people, they see that. You know, they understand if you're injured at home, you can't do the stuff you normally do. When a player gets injured, people think they're still supposed to be the guy they were when they 100% healthy. Not a fact. Can't happen.
Right. Ertz right now is top 10 in the NFL in receiving yards for tight ends. Now, Brock Bowers is that dude. He's at almost 400 receiving yards for tight ends, which is pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz hadn't gotten in the end zone yet. You'd like that to change. Kittle leads NFL tight ends in touchdowns with 5. Landini, what do you say? Let's make some bets. All righty. I don't remember what I took. I think I took the over in the Yanks-Guardians game, and it did not get home. Remember what you had?
I lost the baseball game. I think I took the Dodgers and the Mets handled them.
And then I also did
have Bills, so money line.
Well, yeah, I won, so I'm a winner.
Landini's a winner.
That puts me in first place.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I'm taking the Yankees money line tonight.
Garrett Cole on the bump. What do you got, B?
Tonight? I got one baseball game, don't I?
Got one baseball. Caps are playing tonight.
Okay. Look at the Caps. It's coming. I was way out of position, man.
Landy, what do you got the Caps total at? 5.5?
5.5.
I'm going over in the Caps game. C-A-P-S. Caps, Caps, Caps.
Yeah. Give me the over in the Caps game, and I'm going to go check out baseball. You know, I'm always swinging for the fences. I'll take the Yankees tonight again.
The Yankees win. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Ike Reese and Barstool Nate for joining us. We had a lot of great calls, a lot of great conversation, a lot of Twitter general managers out there. We'll see if anything happens, man. It's going to be fun to watch coming down the stretch here of the trade deadline. Grant and Danny headed your way next. Made as far, I owe you beer.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.